Bitten By Productions and Mystical Dog Productions present The Lucas Betrayal, written by Gabriel Berg-Moser, directed by Ashley Tardy, edited by Rod Winning, featuring
Gregory Kane playing Robert,
Troy Larkin playing Gary,
Tim Constantine playing Carter,
Emma Drysdale playing Lily.
Another? You want the TV on? The bar's quiet, so...
Nope.
It's not... Well, I mean, if you want to watch, like, if there's something on that...
If there's something you want to watch, then watch it. Doesn't bother me.
I thought I might, well, there's a making-of feature about the new Blade of Light film on tonight, so...
Isn't that shit what YouTube's for?
Yeah, but I can't have my phone at work, so... No, you're right, you're right. I can watch it later.
Do that.
Guess you wouldn't want to see it anyway.
Nope.
Because... Well, I mean... Guess you're not a fan of the new films, huh?
Didn't say that.
Do you... I mean... Do you like them?
Why do you care?
Just curious.
Why?
Because... Well, because you're Robert Stone is why.
I think you're being a bit naive, kid. I made a bunch of fantasy films, now somebody else is making them. That's the business. I wish them well.
But have you seen them? The new films?
No.
Oh. They're okay. But they're not as good as the first three. Your three.
I directed four.
Yeah, but the original three. That was the trilogy.
It's not a trilogy. If there are four films.
Now there are six.
But only four directed by me.
So, five and six aren't canon?
Five and six weren't made by me.
So you don't support the new films? They don't have your blessing?
The studio paid me a couple of billion for my blessing. Nobody liked what I did with part four, so fine. Give me the money. I'll give you the blessing, and somebody else can do what they want with the Blade of Light name. Doesn't make it Blade of Light, though. Blade of Light was my series, my saga. Without me, it's not Blade of Light. It's fan fiction.
Did you leave an outline for what happened next?
Nope. Clean break, fresh start, whatever. Anyway, I don't care.
You know, there are a lot of people on the internet who want you back.
That's not what they were saying after part four. Now I know how George felt. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Make other films to prove you're not just Blade of Light. Everyone tells you to go back to what you're good at. Do that, everyone says you're past it and have to move on. Do that, everyone says you sold out and need to come back. Fucking fans. There's a question for you. In what world do these people, those fucking shit stains who shriek at anybody they disagree with on Twitter, get to be called fans? Fans are supposed to like things. Hell, when I was a kid, nobody cared if a Batman comic got a bit goofy here and there. Shitty Batman was better than no Batman. Not so anymore. It's a masterpiece or get out. Because it's just so very easy to make a movie that makes everyone happy. But hey, I guess it's binary, right? You're either a god or a monster, and never much in between. Anyway, I've got nothing left to say about Blade of Light. Although, I bet you've never seen any of my films that weren't Blade of Light, so I guess that puts an end to the conversation, which is fine.
Not true.
Sorry.
I grew up with the Keyfinder kids. Love that film.
Really? The Keyfinder kids? Shit. I haven't thought about that movie in years.
It's an awesome film.
Yeah, I thought so. Massive bomb, though. Families don't go to see family films anymore, Robert. Well, what do they see then, fuckwit? Keyfinder, man.
So we can talk about that?
Sure. Yeah, why not? What's your favorite scene?
Oh, the one with young Elijah Wood and the giant manatee.
Oh, great scene.
Great scene.
Yeah. Keyfinder Kids. What a film. Lots of great times on that set.
Yeah, like what?
Oh, man, where do I start? There was this one time when my ex, Amy, had to pull Elijah out of a sandpit that kind of, like, caved in and became a sinkhole or something. Not sure, I wasn't there. But anyway, crazy times. Proof that they really don't make them like they used to.
Nowadays, they just ask you to make another 5 Marvel films instead.
Fucking Marvel.
Yeah, fucking Marvel.
You remember that shit? Where everyone was flipping out at Marty saying that they weren't cinema? Jesus. Marty didn't go far enough. Marvel films are to cinema what a multi-car pileup with countless casualties is to a top-tier Formula One race. Try getting away with saying that shit. Ha! And everyone pretends to be outraged because they all just want those sweet Disney dollars. Doesn't matter how many Hulk dicks they have to fillet to get there, either.
But you sold Blade of Light to Disney.
Yeah. And look what fucking happened.
That's...
Yep.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Calm down.
What are the chances?
Higher than you'd think. There aren't that many bars in L.A. where you can rely on not being disturbed. Not that that's worked out for me. What? You gonna go and fanboy all over him now?
Huh? Oh, no, no way, no. Part 5 was okay, but it wasn't a patch on your first 3.
4.
Sure.
Getting a bit thirsty.
Oh, there's no table service. You gotta come up to the bar.
Well, I'm at the bar.
Awesome. Yes, you are. You're at the bar.
Can I get a drink?
Sure. What would you like?
Do you have Balvenie, the 14 year?
Shit. Maybe. I might have to see if I got a bottle in the back. Let me go dig around.
No, don't worry. Hey.
I know who you are.
Sorry, no Balvenie, but... Ta-da! How's good old Johnny Black? The good stuff.
Fine, sure. Look, I just want to say that I did the best I could. Whatever you think of me, I really loved your films growing up, and I just wanted to pay tribute to them. I don't know if you saw the movie, but I would hope that came across. I really didn't mean to offend you.
He hasn't.
What?
He hasn't seen it. Yours or Part 6. He told me before.
Oh.
Actually, I lied. I've seen both.
Oh. Why did you lie?
To shut you up.
Oh.
You made a cover album, not a film. A reverse-engineered facsimile of all the things that made the first Blade of Light so special, it was cynical.
How is it cynical? I made a celebration of you, of all the ways you inspired me.
I inspired you, did I?
Yes.
My films meant a lot to you.
Well, I would have thought that was evident.
Not really, no.
How?
It's not what you made, kid. It's the fact that you made it.
If it wasn't me, it would have been someone else.
Pretty sure Nazi soldiers said something similar.
Nazi soldiers? What the fuck is wrong with you? I made a movie. A movie designed to show a new generation how brilliant you were. And you... You had to know somebody was going to do it.
Sure. In your position, I probably would have done the same thing. But what you don't get to do, Carter Cole, is to tell me with your quivering lip and your trembling voice just how much I meant to you when you took a truckload of money to cough out a middle finger at my work.
That is not what happened.
I saw your fucking interviews. A course correction, you said? Poor, incompetent Robert Stone, who so inspired you, fucked up Part 4, so along comes genius wonder boy Carter Cole to fix everything. And then you have the goddamn audacity to tell me how much I inspired you. Give me a fucking break. Course correction. All you did was give every sweaty, mouth-breathing fanboy their first ever hand job.
You're drunk.
And you're a two-faced, spineless asshole.
I tried to speak to you beforehand. You refused my call. We could have talked about it, made sure you were happy with the direction I took.
I never would have been happy with any direction you took, Carter. That's the point you're failing to grasp here. You could have made Citizen fucking Kane, and it still would have been a fuck you. If you had any integrity whatsoever, you would have said no the moment they approached you with the job.
I would have said... Sorry, how am I the bad guy here? What exactly have I done wrong? You sold the franchise. It doesn't belong to you anymore, and unless there was a gun to your head...
There might as well have been.
That makes no fucking sense.
That makes perfect fucking sense. I don't know what sanitized version you were sold or what you chose to believe, but what I had was a million so-called fans telling me how I'd ruined their childhoods, and a distributor implying they wouldn't support another film even if I exercised my right to make it independently, and a bunch of one-time sycophants telling me how it was time to let the new generation have a turn. You know what? Maybe nobody should get a fucking turn. How about that? Maybe, and here's a wild fucking idea for Hollywood, so you might as well clutch your pearls in advance. Maybe Blade of Light was just three fun fantasy films made years ago, and we all would have been happier if it stayed that way, but no. That's not how things work now. Every moldering corpse has to be dug up just to squeeze the last bit of potential nostalgia from it. Every doddery old actor on the verge of Alzheimer's has to be wheeled back in to make their appearance so that all those fat fucks who come to the midnight screenings can dab their eyes and talk about how great it was to see their old friends again before getting all angry and hateful when they realize that will get them more clicks on their flailing YouTube channel. Stories can't just end anymore. And when you dare to suggest they should, you're made an offer so big it becomes the only smart move if they won't let you make another film anyway. Fucking hush money. Yeah, Carter, I had a choice. In the same way Hitchcock had a choice when he refused to make Psycho 2 and vetoed anybody else doing it. Hitchcock died 20 years after Psycho came out. You know what went into production 21 years after Psycho came out? The thing is, Carter, I don't think you got to where you are by being stupid. You knew. You knew all of it, and you still took the job. So you can take your inspiration, and you can go shove your dick in a blender.
Well, sorry if I find it just a little hard to feel sorry for you with your billions of dollars.
It's okay, Carter. Really. I get it. Hollywood nowadays is no place for auteurs. And the film you made was a great audition reel for Marvel. Who knows? They might even give you Thor 6. How good would that be?
Here. Blade of Light, Part 4. Written and directed by Robert Stone. Critics score, 62%. Audience score, oh, shit, 47%. Now, Blade of Light, Part 5. Written and directed by Carter Cole. Critics score, oh, 94%.
Audience score,
85%.
Blade of Light, Part 1.
Oh, fuck off. You made Part 1 30 years ago. You made Part 4 5 years ago. Only one is indicative of...
100%. 100 per fucking cent. Critics and audiences, even Rotten Tomatoes loves me. It's all different now with your toxic fans and your...
Yeah, I guess those toxic fans sure came after me, huh? Guess they really felt like I was wrong to steal your baby.
All you did was give them exactly what they wanted.
Which is the whole fucking point. Seriously, how arrogant do you have to be to think that all the studio's money is for you to indulge whatever esoteric artistic whims you've decided to inflict on a paying audience? That's your problem, Robert. It's been your problem for years. You think that people love Robert Stone, that it's you the audience wants. You're not Scorsese or Tarantino. You're not an auteur. You came up with 3 crowd-pleasing hits. And honestly, however much of a prick you are, that's no small thing. But it doesn't make you some genius making high art. The response to every one of your films that wasn't Blade of Light proves that. I would have thought by now you'd learnt that your fans made you. That you sure as hell owe them, because they don't have to part with their cash to go and watch new movies in your franchise. But they do it because they love it. And that love, not to be crass, makes billions. So surely, given that so many careers started and continue because of those fans, surely the least we can do as filmmakers is listen to what they want and try to give it to them. And Part 4 was ambitious and out there and bold, but some of that shit you put in there about the lore and the dialogue... You can't blame me for going back to basics when every single responding fan was saying the same thing. Basic was what they wanted, what they paid for. You can call me a cover artist all you like, but these scores, they just prove that I had the right instinct. And in the end, if we're not making these films for the people who love them, then who are we making them for?
Bartender?
Yes?
What's your name?
Gary.
Gary. Which do you like more? Blade of Light Part 4 or Part 5? This is a safe space, Gary. I'm not going to get mad if you say Part 5. Carter?
Gary can say what he likes. I'm happy with my 85%.
It's not 100, but it's all right.
It's still better than 46.
47.
Gary?
Right. Gary. Well, I mean, they're obviously very different.
True. One was fan service, and one was a film.
And people liked one and hated the other.
We're not talking about people. We're talking about Gary.
Oh, so we are. Gary?
Okay, so I guess, do you remember when Netflix released the 4th season of Arrested Development?
No.
Yes.
Right. Well, like the first 3 were cult classics, and everyone was super excited for it to come back. This was before everything started getting revived and rebooted, so it was kind of a big deal. Then the 4th came out, and it felt nothing like the originals. It made all these experimental choices, and the main characters were never together, and the episodes were too long, and it was a bit of a slog. Like it was super ambitious, but it didn't really work. So everyone hated it.
That's nuts.
But then, a few years later, they brought out a fifth season. Everyone said it would be a return to form. Stylistically more like the first three, shorter episodes, the whole cast back together. They basically marketed it as a corrective to season four. The reviews were cautiously optimistic. Then it came out, and everyone really hated it. The few people who watched it, I mean. It felt like somebody was trying to imitate the earlier seasons without knowing what made them special. And so I guess the people who did still care looked back at season four and maybe started to appreciate it a bit more, because even though it felt different, it also felt like it was trying to break new ground and advance a story instead of reliving past glories. I don't think Blade of Light Part 4 is as good as the originals, but it's still Robert Stone. That's not someone pretending to be him.
See? There you go.
Except Mitch Hurwitz never walked away from Arrested Development. Maybe those later seasons would have been better if he had stepped aside and let a new voice take the reins.
What's the point of letting a new voice take the reins if all they do is imitate the old voice?
The point is that they're imitating the old voice when it still sounded good.
So you got your 84%.
85.
But you didn't get to see it through. They hired somebody else for part six.
I needed the rest.
Why take the reins if you're not going to finish the race? Did you see part six?
Sure.
Made with your blessing, I guess. Mind explaining what the fuck happened there?
Carter? Robert? Beer, please. Any? Thanks.
How is this? How is she?
Small town.
You cannot think this is a coincidence.
Coincidence is more likely than conspiracy.
Not when all three of us are here.
Don't say all three of us as if we're three of a kind. We're not. There's the two of you and me and Gary.
Hey, Lily. Why are you, what are you doing here?
Meeting someone? You?
Same, but they're not here yet.
Sorry to hear that.
And this doesn't seem weird to you.
I can go somewhere else if it makes you uncomfortable.
No, I didn't say that. Why would it make me uncomfortable?
I don't know. Why would it?
It wouldn't.
Cool.
Good.
Very.
So, haven't spoken to you since part six came out.
Came out a week ago.
I know, but, I haven't asked how you're feeling.
Same way I was feeling a week ago.
I've been in the same boat. You know, waiting for the reviews and reactions, and then when they come...
When they come what?
I mean, they can be tough.
Can you get a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes?
94. And that was just the critics' score. You know, the audience score was a bit harsher.
82?
85.
That must have been hard for you.
All I'm saying is, you know, I'm here if you need to talk.
I haven't checked my Rotten Tomatoes score.
You haven't?
Nope.
Well, why not?
Because there's not heaps I can do about it. I made the best film I could. Besides, Rotten Tomatoes is bullshit. You can get a 99% for a ton of three-star ratings that technically count as positive. It's not indicative of how people actually engage with the film.
See? 94, my ass.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess that fucks off your 100 as well.
And my 62.
And her 96.
What?
She's on 96.
Oh, that's nice.
No way. It was 91 last time I checked. Shit. Oh, but...
What?
The audience score.
The one that matters.
What is it?
49.
That's illuminating.
What do you mean?
Well, they did warn me this might happen. Review bombing. I'm a woman directing a Blade of Light film, and I took a few pretty major swings, you know. It's a franchise with a fan base of mostly single white men in their 30s who don't like it when anything gets changed.
A few pretty major swings. That's what you call them?
Yeah.
Did you ever think to, I don't know, consult anyone about those swings?
Did Carter have to consult anyone? He told me to put my own stamp on it, so I did.
You had Lord Aurelius side with Balkanor after telling Hermia she'd failed him as a daughter.
She tried to kill him 2 films ago.
But that's the point! Aurelius forgave her. He knew she was tempted by the stone of Alban Koth.
You ask me, Aurelius was always a bit of a shit dad. He should never have sent her off to train with Prince Iopane in the first place.
That was her destiny.
Plus, all that stuff Carter hinted at in part 5 about Count Lochnor's secret plan and the truth about Calson's parentage. Out the fucking window. Did you ever stop to think that maybe, just maybe, somebody set those things up? That maybe years of thought had gone into this before you came along and decided to subvert expectations? Maybe that's why you've got your 49. Because you came into the franchise knowing nothing about it, didn't talk it through with the people who do, and burned the whole fucking thing to the ground.
I watched the original trilogy every week when I was a kid. I read every spin-off comic book. I even have the limited edition collection of the novel trilogy about Balkanor's origins, which, by the way, was a far better addition to the Mythos than your part 4. Although, I was still first in line at the midnight screening for it, and I saw it 5 more times at the cinemas. 2 years ago, I paid $10,000 for an original mint-condition figure of Lord Aurelius from 1986. I have a signed copy of The Blade of Light Part 2 screenplay, the best, by the way. I love those films more than I would love my own children, which is why I know they have to change. It's not the 80s anymore. Special effects and giant battles don't wow people anymore. We've seen just about everything. It's new ideas that will impress and excite. And that's exactly why I couldn't just do what Carter did, which, by the way, I think needed to happen to bring audiences back on board after part 4. But the franchise would have collapsed if all we had to do was offer nostalgia. I had to prove to a modern audience that Blade of Light could not only compete with the new heavy hitters, but offer something more, something deeper and unexpected with interesting new characters who kids today can love as much as kids like me loved Aurelius and Hermia. And Carter, you must know, I had to flip the script on Calson and Lochnor, because if I didn't, it would just be a repeat of what we saw in part 2 with Rhaenyra and Malkin. Maybe changing things pissed people off, and maybe a bunch of toxic fans out there are trying to insist that I somehow don't get the franchise because I'm a woman. But none of that changes the fact that I would have done more damage to Blade of Light in the long term by offering no palpable change whatsoever.
It's not about that. It's about respecting the originals.
I'm sorry, who are you?
This is Gary. And he's right.
Don't listen to him, Lily. He already told me he'll hate whatever we try to do.
Even if that's true, I knew this might be my only chance to make a Blade of Light film. Didn't I owe it to myself to make it my way?
You owed it to the audience.
You owed it to me, not to blow up my story.
But what would you have me do, Robert?
You didn't even bother to call me.
Did you take Carter's call?
That's not the point.
What is then?
It's the principle.
The principle is that I should have tried to consult you, even though you were never going to hear me out. I figured when you made Blade of Light part 1, you did things your own way. The best way to honor your legacy was by doing the same.
Except Blade of Light isn't a blank slate. There's history, precedent.
Which I think I honored.
You didn't honor me.
Jesus Christ. Do you actually think you're a character in these films? That we have to pay tribute to you or sacrifice a goat or something. Robert, what exactly would have made you happy? Us saying no to the chance of a lifetime so that we could be in solidarity with a notorious asshole? If you were so precious about what was going to happen to your magnum opus, you wouldn't have sold the thing to make a quick buck. You did, and now it's our sandbox. And honestly, you're just lucky, really fucking lucky, that the people who've been hired to carry on your legacy are people who love what you've done. Because whatever you want to say about our films, it could have been a whole lot worse. So you can complain all you like, but unless you want to spend your billions on a time machine to go back and stop yourself from selling off the one good thing you ever did, you can shut the fuck up.
Keyfinder Kids was good too.
Thanks, Gary.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it had a couple of good scenes. Elijah and the manatee.
Looks like my date is running late as well.
What was that?
Hey, wow. It's getting late. Maybe you guys should call it.
I'll have another.
No, you're cut off. It's time to go home.
What is that sound?
I'm cut off? Fuck you. You're cut off from any more good Blade of Light films.
Leave it. God, that is really shrill.
All right, bar's closed. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
It's 8 o'clock on a fucking Friday.
I think it's coming from over here.
Okay, look, seriously now.
What the hell is it?
Time to go, all of you.
I'm pretty sure it's coming from under the table.
I said go!
What the actual fuck is this?
That's a security camera.
Your security camera's out of battery, Gary. Probably smarter to put it somewhere with an adjacent PowerPoint. Unless, that is, it's something specific you were trying to capture. But then, specificity kind of defeats the purpose of a security camera, doesn't it?
Hey. Ah, ow! Hey, let me go! Let me go, you're banned! You're all banned from the bar!
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to come back here!
So what are you doing? That's my phone! Hey, that's private! Could I have my phone back, please?
No!
Do you mind explaining yourself?
Okay, look. I accidentally broke the real camera, okay? And I didn't want my boss to find out, but I also didn't want there to be no camera, so I had to do something. I had to work with what I had, that's all.
So why did you run?
Oh, what if you told my boss?
Yeah, that's sky high on our priority list.
Okay, I overreacted. Look, I was just trying to solve a problem at short notice. Nothing creepy going on, I promise. Please give me back my phone and camera. I need it to just...
Holy shit.
What?
What is it?
Who are you supposed to be meeting here tonight?
My cousin. Why?
Did she reach you via email?
Yeah.
Is her name Emma?
What the fuck?
What the fuck indeed? Gary here has several email accounts linked to his phone. Not totally abnormal, except that one belongs to Emma Cole, and another belongs to the old school friend I was going to meet here tonight. People distant enough to not call us, but close enough to warrant us meeting up. What did you do? Hack into their accounts, then lock them out so they'd have to make new ones, but only those close to them would know?
This is deeply fucked up.
What about you, Robert? What brought you here?
My usual bar was closed for maintenance. There was a sign on the door suggesting this one.
What did you do, Gary? Dig up the pipes? Well?
I'd like my phone back.
I'd like a goddamn explanation.
Maybe you're the ones who owe us an explanation.
No, I'm still pretty sure that's you.
You ruined Blade of Light with your bullshit identity politics and your stupid plot twists and all the characters acting wrong and the fact that you couldn't just make a Blade of Light film. You had to make some leftist propaganda shit. You took the greatest film saga in history and turned it into your own incompetently written megaphone. You have no respect for Robert or the fans or for what came before you. You're just an arrogant, stupid bitch.
Identity politics? Because I cast a few people who weren't white? Carter did that too, right?
Excuse me, so did I.
Not one. You could have done better.
How is that pushing an agenda, Gary? What does having a vagina mean? Everything I do comes with the presumption of politicization.
It's more than that. It's so obvious that you don't know what makes a Blade of Light special. What made the trilogy such a masterpiece? You're a diversity hire who destroyed everything Robert built. This man is a genius, a real storytelling genius. And hearing you both tonight, the way you treat him with such disrespect, it makes me sick. And I knew you felt that way. It's written all over the movies you made. You two are just leeches. And yeah, we can make petitions to have 5 and 6 struck from the canon, or we can review bomb Rotten Tomatoes, but the mainstream media with their biases and agendas would just laugh at us. Even though, without the fans, the franchise would never have lasted this long. Robert's contract meant that he was never gonna publicly speak out against the films, even though any real fan knew he'd hate what you did with his story. So I needed proof. Proof that the man who created Blade of Light can't stand what's been done to it. Because maybe then, people would have no choice but to admit that it's true. That the series is imploding and the only way to save it is to bring Robert Stone back.
You did this? All of this? To bring me back?
There's no Blade of Light without you. It's time the world realized that.
Robert, this guy is insane. He's like serial killer insane.
No. He's a fan. A true fan. He gets it. He gets that it's art. It's about making something great. Something that comes from me. Something that isn't designed to make piles of money, but is designed to be a modern myth. A lasting epic that will inspire generations to come. He gets that.
Robert Stone is to Blade of Light what Ebola is to Africa.
Sorry, what?
Watching Blade of Light Part 4 is like finding out that your favorite uncle molested you while you slept. Robert Stone should be in prison. Jesus.
I don't understand.
His Twitter account. MarvelFan89. 5 followers. Did a quick search for any tweets of his that included your name and bingo. Looks like there are a couple hundred here. Want to see?
So, Gary, by your logic, all three of us ruined Blade of Light. Robert couldn't recapture his original films, I was too reverent to them, and Lily too different. Tell me, what exactly do you want from us?
Oh, don't bother. These pricks have no idea what they want.
We want Blade of Light! The real Blade of Light!
Then borrow Robert's time machine, because it sounds like what you really want is to be a little kid again, and to feel the way you did when you first saw those films. And what? We're somehow the arseholes if we don't do that for you?
Everything you said about Part 4, Gary? You lied?
No. No. I changed my mind. When I saw it, I was angry. But after 5 and 6, I realized that you were the missing ingredient. And the only way to save...
People like you are the reason I sold it off! And now you want me back? You want me to come back after all that abuse and make your fucking kids' movies all better?
Oh, I thought it was a modern myth that would inspire generations to come, but whatever.
It is. I see that now. I do. You have to come back, Robert. You have to save Blade of Light. If it stays with these incompetent hacks, it'll just keep getting run into the ground. Your legacy, Robert. And the fans will abandon it.
Good fucking riddance.
We get the series, Robert. We get what makes it special. What makes you brilliant. Honestly, I could have written a better movie than these morons. Robert?
Robert, what are you doing?
Blade of Light, Part 7, by Gary. Get to work, then.
What?
You know Blade of Light so well. You know what it needs. Fine. Write Part 7. Bail out the sinking ship.
Wait, what?
Go on.
But I'm not... I can't...
You can write a better film than me, right? I killed the franchise after all.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, I could.
Yeah. Off you go, then.
Okay. So, exterior, Dender Castle, night. It's a dark and stormy night.
What?
What?
Dark and stormy?
Yeah.
Why are you telling me the night's dark? I know that. It's night.
Well, it's
technically,
just...
wouldn't a stormy night be less dark? If there's lightning.
Okay. It's a stormy night. We pull in close on the towering doors of Dender Castle, which burst open to reveal Lord Aridius. Lord Aridius, covered in blood, holding up the head of... Count Lochnor.
Sorry, what the fuck?
Wait. A title comes up on the screen 1 week earlier.
Oh,
what?
Here's a thought for you, Gary. Make your start interesting instead of trying to get away with a boring first act by skipping to the good bit.
Also, Lord Aridius died in part six, dipshit.
I'm retconning it. Okay? He survived because he ate some magic...
Oh, fuck off.
Fuck right off.
That is cheap, okay? Work with the hand you've been dealt.
Aridius is the hero.
Not anymore.
Sorry, Gary. Resurrecting isn't part of the lore. Nor are cheap cop-outs. My hands are tied.
Okay. So we start with Lord Aridius's son. Lord...
Sorry, what?
His son. He's... got a long-lost son.
He already has a long-lost daughter who's still around.
Yeah, but we need a hero.
We have Hermia.
Ah, but she's
so... Oh, this'll be good.
She won't work for my vision.
Of course, your vision. Largely and regularly filled with bestiality hentai.
Aridius doesn't have a son.
Well, he's gotta be someone's son.
Why?
Because otherwise, how do you explain his abilities?
Hard work, training, determination. We don't inherit our capabilities from our parents. You, for example, have this amazing power of spouting raw sewage every time you open your mouth. I can't imagine your mom and dad passed that down.
I do not spout raw sewage.
Clean your teeth and then tell me that.
Okay. So, new hero. Lord Alpha.
Seriously? Lord Alpha?
Strong of arm and big of dick. Clearly not based on you, then.
Lord Alpha is in the middle of the battlefield, and he's fighting. He's fighting four guys at once, and he decapitates one of them, and he says, I see I'm getting ahead.
Jesus
and then,
Christ!
Okay, fine. He says nothing. Because he's the strong, silent type. But he kills them all, and then
whose
he goes...
Whose side is he on? The Uprising or the Melketh Authority?
The Uprising, obviously. He's Lord Aridius's nephew.
Mm-mm, Aridius is an only child.
He had a half-brother who was...
No, he didn't.
He did. You just didn't know about it.
Not canon.
Well, roger that.
And Alpha's taken over from Aridius.
Hermia took over. That was how the last film ended.
Hermia stepped down because...
here we go.
Because she was unsuited, and now she's being wooed by Alpha.
Ooh, her first cousin. Nice.
Yeah, hang on. I'm getting confused here.
Wooed by a non-existent first cousin. Man, I'm keen to see where this goes.
Fine, he's her second cousin.
Yep, that makes it better.
So now Aridius has a hitherto unseen cousin.
Yes, and Alpha is his son, and Hermia is trying to resist, but he's too handsome and brave.
It's true, the Hermia I created was always terribly shallow.
But Alpha is betrothed to another, and she's beautiful.
Lady Nympho, blonde of hair and large of tit.
No, she's...
Go on, raid your alley masturbatory fantasy.
What about the Melketh Authority? Because they were winning at the end of the last film.
Well, now
this Deus Ex Machina character has turned the tide in the first scene. Ooh, that's satisfying.
No, he's...
Well, if he's so great, then where's your conflict, your state.
I'm trying.
What's his weakness, his wound? Why do we root for him?
Because he's the strongest.
What about Aridius' secret last message to Hermia? What was in the envelope?
Well, he said all this stuff about, you know.
Well, it better be something good. I'm not waiting 2 years for a cop-out.
This would be so much easier if you'd all stop yelling at me.
Now, Gary. Times that by a million.
But that's not... You can't. It's not my job. You signed up for it. You claim that you can do it. And you know that we care.
And you know that we have expectations. And you know that there are millions of us that just want the best movie possible. And now...
Yeah, Gary, we do. We work for years on end. We stay awake for hours, agonizing over the tiniest line of dialogue. We grapple with what we think is cool versus what is best for the story. We analyze the preceding films to make sure we're in line with them. We take notes from the studios and tweets from the fans and think pieces from the holier-than-thou columnists. We wrangle actors and try to keep things under wraps, and all the while we know that at the end of it, we're probably gonna get yelled at by everyone anyway. And despite all of that, we still try to make the film. I mean, do you honestly think that we're coming from a place of carelessness or willful incompetence? Do you think that we want to spit on your dreams and go through this miserable fucking ringer just so that we get some petty satisfaction out of pissing you off? Take a step back and think it through for 5 goddamn seconds, and then tell me you still think we didn't do the best we possibly could. Well, what's wrong?
My agent just emailed me. I've got to go in for a meeting on Monday about directing part 7. I thought they'd ask you, Lily.
Well, did you? I mean, would you want to direct another one?
I might have, but if I did ruin the franchise...
You didn't ruin the franchise, either of you. I'd be tempted to say it was me coming back for a 4th in the first place. But it was going to get rebooted one way or another, with or without me. And that's not... Honestly, that never really bothered me. The truth is, I let Blade of Light go in the 80s. It was a 3-part story. I told it. I moved on. I had a great time. But it was never the best thing I was going to do. Until it was. That auteur capital burned out really fucking fast. When all anybody ever wanted was another Blade of Light. And then, when I eventually tried to give it to them... Of course I knew. I knew I didn't really have another story to tell. But I convinced myself that I did, because what I really wanted was that. That feeling again of being loved. Of the whole world falling at your feet. Wide-eyed kids telling you how much you inspired them. Going to conventions and seeing people dressed up as your characters. It's like something clicks home and you realize that after so long feeling like a weirdo, you're more than accepted. You're exalted. It's an illusion. Carter's right. They love what you make, not you. And you can argue that, well, it came from me, so I'm in there somewhere, but the world doesn't see it that way. All they see is a disappointment, and that turns them mean, and that reveals to you just how little they gave a shit. Like that. It's all gone. King to clown. All because you failed to live up to the impossible standard that you have no fucking clue how you achieved in the first place. But to make something special, something that can have people still debating it 30 years later, that only ever comes about by accident. Some singular alchemy that only works when you're not trying to find it. The cruel punchline being that the moment it's gone, you can't do anything but try. I wanted it all back. For that, here we are. I was never going to like your films. But that's not because they're bad. It's because their very existence reminds me of all the ways in which I failed, all the things I wished I could have done again. Carter, I think you should say yes. But I don't think you should try to imitate me. Make a Blade of Light film, but make it yours. Do what Lily did. Lily, you made something so alive and individual, and you somehow did that in the guise of a creaky old franchise. No wonder you pissed off all the shit kickers of this world.
Yeah, it should be her.
Carter, I assumed I was only ever going to get one shot. I took it, and I did everything I wanted to do with it. I don't even have any ideas for the next film.
None.
Maybe one or two.
Mind if I pick your brains?
Looks like I've been stood up, so sure. As long as we go somewhere that doesn't turn out to be a fucking setup.
Yeah, worked for me. You want to come, Robert? Tell us what we're getting wrong.
Send me the script when it's done. I'll cross-check. You did a good job, Carter. You can do better.
Can I have my camera back?
Oh, fuck off, Gary.
Hey, you gotta pay your tab.
Fuck off, Gary.
Blade of Light still needs you, Robert. You can't just abandon it. The fans need you. We need...
Gary! Nobody gives a fuck what you think.